Faith and Unbelief, Chapter 36. When Jesus left the home of Jairus and was walking with his disciples down the streets of Capernaum, all at once two men begin calling to Jesus. "Why are they doing that? How impolite. We may not scream after anyone. Do you ever do that? Surely not, do you?" The Lord Jesus is being screamed at from the rear, but this time it is not impolite. Why not? Now be very attentive. As these two men walk behind Jesus, they scream as loudly as they can, "Thou Son of David, have mercy upon us." We hear it constantly. What do these men want? Look at them. They are two miserable men. They are blind. They follow Jesus, calling for mercy. Undoubtedly, they had heard from the multitude about many miracles, also the great miracle which had just taken place in the home of Jairus. After hearing all these things of Jesus, faith became active in their hearts, and they believed this prophet of Nazareth was really the Messiah. Oh, if he will, he can deliver them. He can help them. Do you hear what they say? "Thou Son of David." By this, they acknowledge Jesus to be the Messiah, for the Messiah was to come forth from the descendants of David. But no matter how loudly these two men cry, the Lord Jesus lets them cry and acts as though he hears nothing. It seems as though the Lord is not willing to help them. Such a disappointment. Still, they do not go away. They continue to cry, although seemingly in vain. Finally, Jesus enters a house, undoubtedly the home of Peter. As soon as Jesus had entered this house, these two blind men who had been following him stand before him. They plead for the healing of their infirmity. Jesus asks them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" Immediately their answer rings out, "Yea, Lord." They not only say it, but they mean it too. These words come from their hearts. They believe it. Jesus knows they truly believe he is able to cure them because he worked that faith in their hearts. He touches their eyes, and at the same moment they are opened. They can see. They are two more afflicted persons who have been helped by the Savior. However, before they leave the house, Jesus forbids them firmly, "See that no man know it. Thus, be silent about it and tell no one." The two men go, but do not follow the command of Jesus. They cannot be silent about it. To everyone who will listen, they tell what Jesus had done for them. They spread abroad his fame in all that country. Another miserable person is brought to Jesus. He is possessed by the devil, and besides, he is struck with dumbness. He also is cured by Jesus. The multitude marvel. They cry out, "It was never so seen in Israel. So many miracles never before have taken place in Israel." The Pharisees who stand there see the respectable astonishment of the people. They hear their words. This cuts them. It embitters them. They cannot bear to see Jesus honored. the people must turn away from Jesus. And again, they slander the work of God. Again, and they have the courage to say scornfully, "He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils." They mean to say, Jesus is in the service of the prince of darkness. All those miracles are the works of the devil. In their blind rage, they are afraid of nothing. The Pharisees dare do anything. Repent? No, the rulers of the Jews do not know of repentance. The time of repentance is past for the Pharisees. How dreadful! Come, in our thoughts we will go to Nazareth. Again, a peaceful Sabbath prevails. The Nazarenes are getting ready, as is their custom, to go to the synagogue. Soon the building is filled to capacity. It is no wonder, for this morning Jesus will be in their midst. This is the second time Jesus will preach in the synagogue of his former dwelling place. The first time the ending was very sad. At that time they wanted to cast Jesus from the edge of a hill. They would have murdered him in blind, unbounded rage. You still remember that, don't you? A few months later, he again is in their midst. He left Capernaum and traveled from city to city and village to village. So doing, he again came to Nazareth, and now he will preach there on this Sabbath. Calmly, his words resound through God's house. What kind of an impression does his sermon make upon his fellow villagers? Read what is recorded in Mark 6. Many, hearing him, were astonished. Alas, yes, they were astonished, but they do not believe in him. They should have asked him for forgiveness of their wicked behavior of a few months ago. However, they do not do this. Oh no, on the contrary, they are offended at him. Listen to what they say. From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? For them it is a riddle. It is as though they say, from where did he acquire this wisdom? Truly, there is nothing exceptional about him, for he is only a common carpenter, the son of Mary. Here they say, the son of Mary. Formerly they said, the son of Joseph. Why the difference? Most likely Joseph was now dead. Because we hear nothing more of him, therefore Jesus is now called the son of Mary. The Nazarenes know him very well. His family lives in Nazareth. In Mark we read, he was the brother of James, Joseph, Judah, and Simon. No, they cannot understand from where Jesus' wisdom came. They are offended at him, and have not a particle of respect in their hearts for him. Do you know why this is? They will not believe in the Lord Jesus. What, they think? He, the Son of God? He, the long-expected Messiah? That cannot be. It is nonsense. Who does he think he is? They know him too well from earlier days to believe in him. This time, they do not drag him out of the synagogue, nor do they try to cast him from the precipice. But their entire behavior and the look in their eyes show signs of resistance. The unbelief which exists in the hearts of his fellow villagers is so great, the Lord Jesus hardly can do any miracles there. Why not? They do not bring the sick and miserable of Nazareth to him. They do not want Jesus to cure their ailing ones. Most of them remain at home. Out of enmity, they refuse to ask Jesus for help. They would not grant him the honor of curing them. It is so serious a case, and the Lord Jesus marveled at their unbelief. The few who came to be helped returned to their dwellings completely restored. Even if the others hear and see from these few that Jesus also would be able to deliver them, still they refuse to come. They purposely remain away, and they are the cause why Jesus hardly can help anyone. This is the second time the Lord Jesus was rejected by the inhabitants of Nazareth.